Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Darren Douglas from Sense Solutions, and in this show we're going to talk about Linux power tools, and the power tool we're going to discuss is shell scripts. But first, just a note about me. I've been in the industry for 14 years. I've worked with multiple Linux and Unix distributions throughout my career. And while I'll talk about one particular example where that comes into play later. If you want to learn more about me and my background, please be sure to check out my GoGo profile. And if you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comments box below. And let's get started understanding this particular power tool and why it's so helpful, the Linux power tool of shell scripting. So let's talk about why we call it a power tool in the first place. Think about power tools literally. And I don't know if you've had this experience, but I know I had it when I was younger. I would excitedly put together something like some new furniture. And you know, new furniture always comes in that cheap particle board stuff, which is ridiculously dense because of how it's made. So you're sitting there, I would sit there with a wood screw and try to screw in that wood screw with a hand screwdriver. By the time I got done, perhaps I would have a cramp in my wrist and I'll be very tired because I'll be trying to do something in a manner that made it harder than it had to be. Then I learned to get smart. I grabbed one of my dad's power tools. It was a cordless drill driver. And in the time it took me to screw in just one screw, now I was able to do 8 or 9 and it was pain free. Well, the Advanced System Administrator is able to accomplish many of the same types of tasks with a simple script. And I have another painful story for you in that regard. So my first job out of college was working as a test engineer for IBM. And as I'm working for IBM, I was working in their storage development labs for the storage system division. One of our tests as we tested these systems was to create hundreds of logical drives or logical units on disk subsystems, and then map those to Unix systems. Particularly in this case, I was working with HPUX, and when you map a virtual drive from a subsystem to HPUX, you have to have lots of information about the target drive, and then write these long command strings that contain the worldwide node name, which is similar to a MAC address. So 16-digit hexadecimal characters. Then you have to define a mount point. You have to pass in logical volume information for whatever logical volume configuration you've done. You have to convert hundreds of LUNs or those logical devices into physical volumes, as we did in our LVM module. There's just a lot of work. And the guy that was training me sat down and took out a notebook and started to write every single WWN, that 16-character hexadecimal string. And then he would write the path that he was going to mount it to. And then he would write the physical volume name that this new device would be assigned. And then he would spend a day typing it all in. How painful is that? And then, moreover, as a test engineer in a development company like IBM, you know that you do the same thing day in and day out. And many times you run these tests 2 or 3 times a month. How would you like to walk into your job knowing you're going to sit down and type in over 100 different commands over hours and do that a couple times, a couple days each week? And then you actually have to write it out in hand to get the output of the file that has all those node names to the final destination. Definitely painful. So I worked with another guy. And this particular guy was someone who had been ex-Special Forces. He was very much on working smart and hard. He didn't want to make a job take any longer than it absolutely had to. And you kind of see that military training come out in the way in which he attacked the technical tasks we had at IBM. And he taught me how to do Very simple shell scripting. What I saw the other guy take 2 days to accomplish, this guy got done in about 15 minutes. How'd he do it? With shell scripts. So with respect to shell scripts, we have to understand that there's very simple things we can do as system administrators to learn how to use shell scripts effectively. First of all, always remember the things we talked about in our first module of part one of the class. Use IO redirection. Don't be afraid of it. For instance, that list of worldwide names, those long characters of strings that the one guy was writing down, well, the guy who trained me on shell scripting, he would simply issue a command that would list all of those individual devices on the system. And each device would, when you listed its information, it would put out about 10 to 20 lines of information. Well, he only needed one line out of that. So he would grep for something unique in that line. Then that line would contain that string, but it would contain other stuff. So he would issue a cut command that would then strip out everything except that string. And then he would redirect that to a file and append the file with the output from his command. What did he end up with? He ended up with, in less than 1 minute, the same exact list that the other guy took an hour to begin writing. It took the guy an entire day to write down those characters. This guy got done in less than 1 minute by simply understanding how to use shell scripting tools. The next step is he would take that list and use that as input into a shell script that would then initialize each PV. You saw how easy it is to use PV create, or you'll see that if you haven't yet gotten into the module on LVM. So he would run the PV create command and use as input to PV create the list that he had just generated. All the time that was taken in the process that this guy did with the shell scripts was basically waiting for the system to finish accomplishing its tasks, not doing silly things like writing down long lists of numbers. So sometimes we make things more painful than they have to be. And it's not until we feel that pain of the task that we come up with a smarter way to do it. So please don't forget to think about how you can script things to make them easier, how you can use simple command line redirection and the features of the bash shell to make tasks less difficult. One example of that we have in class two, I give you a two-line script that basically will increment the name of a log file so you're not overwriting it every time. And all we're doing is passing the date command to a variable and using that as the name. There's so many things we can do on the command line with shell scripts, so please try it out. When you start to feel the pain of some type of task that you feel is that's more difficult than it has to be, immediately hit Google and try to figure out how to make it easier. Use the question and comment box. Ask me if I have any ideas. Ask another administrator in your shop and see if perhaps they found another way to make this task easier than a more painful process. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation and my story about how I got to realize the importance of power tools like shell scripts. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you want to view any of my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Darren Douglas. And if there's a show that you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.